free shipping. It seems like it's everywhere now. During the past holiday season, outlets from Target to Walmart expanded their free delivery options. That used to be a special feature of Seattle-based Amazon. Now, Amazon generally requires you to buy $35 of product to get free shipping, but its competitors did so with no minimum purchase. Tricia Duryea is a technology reporter for GeekWire. Amazon and its competitors are increasingly under pressure, in part because of higher shipping expenses. But Duryea told me that that's just the cost of entry in the new online market.
Customers right now are demanding free shipping. They aren't going to shop online unless it is for free. There's a land grab going on right now, and it sounds a little funny because everyone thinks that e-commerce is a very mature market. But, you know, a majority of sales still happen in stores today. So these e-commerce players are having to push really hard to get people to choose to shop online instead of in the store. And shoppers just aren't willing to spend the additional money on shipping.
Now, Amazon has their Amazon Prime program that hooks a lot of people in. You pay, you get unlimited shipping, and you also get to watch some videos and do some other things for $99 a year. Can the competitors compete with that?
I think they're going to try and compete and offer their own membership programs that will potentially be free versus the $99 annual fee that Amazon offers. But in the long term, I think it's going to be really hard. Amazon is putting together a package of services that is hard to match.
Tricia Duryea is talking to us about the shipping boom amongst companies like Amazon, those competing with Amazon. She covers Amazon for GeekWire. Amazon announced just last week that it saved its customers $2 billion in shipping fees through Amazon Prime. But I guess that's money that Amazon had to pay, and shipping costs keep rising. How does Amazon make money on its goods when it's doing free shipping?
I think, once again, it goes back to the loyalty. They want more customers spending more money on Amazon.com, and that is a cost of doing business. No doubt it is costing them a lot of money to offer free shipping. I think in the first 9 months of this year, shipping costs rose 32% for Amazon versus 29% in 2013. So we're really seeing these costs increase dramatically. Whether it can be offset by an increase in sales, I think the jury's a little bit out on that right now. We're having to see the economics play out over years instead of just one quarter or a nine-month period of time.
And how about prices? You know, once you get hooked into Amazon Prime, you might not be shopping for price as closely as you were in the past because you're sort of hooked on Amazon Prime. Are the prices kind of going up a little bit at Amazon to cover these costs?
I think consumers should watch that. I think sometimes that shipping is actually included in the price, and then Amazon Prime gets you free two-day shipping. But you should be a discerning customer and look at those prices and see if it's actually just a little bit more expensive to shop online than if it were, you know, to go to your local Target store.
Amazon famously doesn't make big profits. It grows in market share, but its stock actually declined 22% last year. Are there questions about the business model that they're operating in being profitable in the long term?
Amazon is investing heavily, not just in shipping programs, but across the board. They are making such huge investments. Their number of employees that they employ has skyrocketed. They are simply investing on every single point that they can. One thing that they're trying to do to counteract the cost of shipping is to build warehouses closer to city centers so that the cost involved in getting an item from that warehouse to a person's house gets cheaper. But obviously the cost of building those warehouses is a tremendous burden. We'll see if that actually plays out economically over the long term. Brick and mortar stores actually have an advantage here. They have stores that are nearby houses and where people live. And one thing that, you know, Target and Walmart are trying to encourage customers to do is to shop online, but then pick it up in the store. And so virtually there's no shipping fees for the customer, but also for Walmart and Target as well.
So, Tricia, did you take advantage of this competition among these retailers to provide free delivery on this holiday season?
I sure did. I ordered very heavy things that would normally be expensive to ship. I got laundry detergent in the mail and toilet paper and paper towels. And I got the same discounts and coupons that were being offered to people in the store, so I thought I was being pretty savvy.
Tricia Duryea, technology reporter for GeekWire.